If we get things underway by getting on board the telephone line and welcoming in our friend Tim Bowdy from Bangor Parks and Recreation. Hello there, Tim.
How you doing, Rich?
Outstanding. How are you today?
I am living the dream every day like I always do.
Now, I think of you this time of year, and I live pretty close to the Kenduskeag Stream. Every time I drive by, and I'm sort of checking the water levels to see where we are because, well, it's hard to believe, but we're just a couple of weeks away from the 55th Kenduskeag Stream Canoe Race.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's unbelievable. One of the nice things this year, we don't have, and looks like we're not waiting for ice to come out, which some years, right up to the Thursday before, we've had that happen. So that's good.
Absolutely. So the 16th is the big day. As always, it gets underway bright and early out in Kenduskeag at the Mystic Tige Range, right there and at that spot. And how are things looking so far as you prepare for this? So when does registration begin, or have you already started?
We have started registration, and actually what's great to see is compared to 2018 and 2019, we're actually a little ahead of schedule. So that's good. Registration's open. We have changed it up a little bit this year. Like, the start time isn't even bright and early anymore. Race start time this year is 10 a.m.
Oh, wow.
We were going to run into issues downtown with the tides and getting under the bridges. So we are actually starting a little bit later. So that's a change. Another big change this year, started last year because of COVID, the way we had it set up, is registration at the regular rate ends on April 7th this year, so next week. And after that, we ask for people to come into the office. If they've already registered, they're going to be able to pick up their bibs, their boat numbers, their T-shirts. So they're not doing it that morning of. So that's a big change. People can still register after, right up to the day of the race. It's going to cost them a little bit more, and they'll start nearer the back of the race on race day.
And it's a heck of a deal. If you get in early before the 7th, it's just $45 per person, but $60 if you register between the 8th and the 14th.
Exactly. And if you show up the day before the race or the day of, it's going to be $75. So I would tell people, get in here, and plus that way they know they're going to have all their stuff before they even show up out there. They don't have to show up early. If they want to, that's great. We're going to be at the Kenduskeag Union Church. That's where registrations can happen, or if they can't get their bibs. And also at that point, Kenduskeag, they're not doing a breakfast this year, but they are going to have available food there for by donation, and all the money goes back to them. They're doing a great job for us, letting us use the church downstairs to do stuff, and they'll have food set up on both sides of the stream down there. So people can grab a snack to go before they get in their boat.
That's fantastic. Now, what are your goals? How many craft are you hoping to get in this year?
We're hoping to be in that 450-500 range, which we've been in the past. Like I said, right now we're ahead of schedule. So that's where I think we can actually do that. We'll find over the next week or two is when people, especially next week, is when I looked previously. This is when people start registering. They look at water levels, they start looking at weather, long-term forecast, because there are some boaters are fair-weather boaters, no doubts, but this is when we'll start seeing the big push. So, that's what we're hoping. We'd like to see our numbers back to where they were, obviously pre-COVID.
Well, what makes one of the many things that make this such a great event is that you get the recreational paddlers, the people who just want to go out and have a good time and celebrate spring, and then you get some really terrifically talented folks out there as well, and folks who come back year after year. Have you heard from some of the usual suspects, some of the regulars in the race?
Absolutely. Our number one boat is absolutely ready to go. The Maybe boat this year actually is, they're doing 10 people.
I love it.
They're doing a big war canoe, as long as the water level is fine. If not, there'll be several canoes to do that. Chip Loring has signed up, Terry Westcott, all of those. We've not heard from Trevor up in Canada, so that's one that I'm waiting on to see if we'll see Trevor coming down through. Ben Randall, I believe, is already signed up. We've got the Gumby boat going.
Yeah.
The people that, and I haven't checked, I actually need to check to see if Zip has yet. I have not seen Zip's name come across my computer, but that doesn't mean he hasn't signed up yet.
Now, for the folks who aren't quite ready to jump into a canoe or a kayak and make their way down, but still want to get in on the action, those river vultures, are there some special things for them to think about? Where should they not park? Where should they go to get the best viewing of the race?
Best viewing, obviously, at Six Mile Falls is one of the great spots to see. That's the where the TV cameras are set up. The gentleman that owns the land there on this side of Route 15, you know, the big thing we ask people is be considerate. It's his land. As far as parking, the police will stop parking along the road there, but usually in some of the parking lots up further, you can park there. We can come down to the finish line, which is right down on downtown. And then the takeout area is a great spot to see all the racers, and that's at Broad Street Park, where we'll have a warming tent set up by Darlings and also chili and chowder down there from the Sea Dog.
Oh, man, I'll go just for that.
Well, you got to be racing, Rich. No! You better jump in a boat.
Only if you go with me, Tim.
Oh, that would be a pretty sight, wouldn't it?
Have you done the race before?
I have not. I have not ever done it. I've watched it, and obviously for the last 13, 14 years, I've been helping run it and do everything else.
But you'll do that. You'll get in the big ride down at Disney where the water is flying over your head. That's almost the same thing.
Better believe it. It's got to be the same, right? It's just as easy, right? I just sit there and lean back and let it. I tell you what, you do the rowing, and I'll just sit in the front. How about that?
Can I get back to you on that?
Okay.
Well, again, registration is open right now, Bangor Parks and Recreation. They're open every weekday from 8 in the morning until 4:30 in the afternoon. You can give them a call as well. What's the best number?
Best number is 207-992-4490, and they can register right online at bangorparksandrec.com.
That's fantastic. Well, I know it's going to be a great time again this year. It's one of the awesome rites of spring here in the state of Maine, the 55th Kanduskeg Extreme Canoe Race, Saturday, April 16th. But Tim, congratulations to you and the whole crew at Bangor Parks and Recreation for making this happen again this year.
Thank you, and thanks for having me on. And hopefully people will be signing up, and we'll get to see everybody on a beautiful day on the 16th.
Yeah, put in your order now. Make sure you can do that for us.
Oh, believe me, I put it in a year in advance usually.
Well played. Well played. Thanks, Tim.
Great. Thank you, Rich.
All right, we'll see you soon. Tim Bowdy from Bangor Parks and Recreation Department with us on Downtown.